Which is best, wet or dry? Part 3. I would also watch out exactly what you buy in those tinned foods for your cat. Anything with corn in them should be avoided. While corn is a great protein, our house cats do not need it, and much of the tinned food nowadays is packed with corn. The manufacturer is touting to you that it is a protein that is much needed food for your cat. Now, this information is very much incorrect. Do not make it a habit to feed your cat such tinned food. It is not just a poor source of protein for your cat, it is also a known substance that can cause an allergic reaction with your cat. So beware and check the ingredients listed on the tin. It is a very sad case that when a human professes to be a vegetarian, so they think it is their right to feed their animals on that same type of food diet. Cats need taurine, which comes from the tissues of other animals. Please remember that. At the same time, you might point out that cats seem to like grass and flowers. I asked around my friends and could not find any specific reason for this type of culinary habit, other than that some grasses taste nice, and if you insist on feeding your cat such things, then opt for the wheat grass, which is super good for them, and for catnip, which they absolutely adore. I can only assume from my own love of using nature to heal human medical problems before resorting to the more harmful to the system drugs obtained by a prescription. Perhaps they act in a dietary way to help eliminate when the need is impeded for some reason. We are guilty of leaving out dry food for our cats during our absence from the home. However, as soon as we returned, we were always careful to make sure their next feeds would be for something tasty that came directly from the butcher. Dry food has been likened to a fast food type of supplement. And that is the end of part 3.